One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Clifford and Betty in the library.
Everybody in the world has a car but me, Betty. They pass me by the millions. They all but run me down. And years go by and there goes old Cliff Barber still on foot.
Then why don't you do something about it?
I am. I'm resting my sacroiliac.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, once you've tried Alka-Seltzer, you'll know why so many thousands depend on it for relief from acid indigestion. It's the easy, pleasant way to get relief from this common distress. Easy, because all you do is drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water and drink the refreshing solution this makes. And pleasant tasting, too. And of course, Alka-Seltzer is so fast, so effective, that uncomfortable feeling of acid indigestion is gone almost before you know it. Try Alka-Seltzer next time. Yes, get a package from your druggist the next time acid indigestion causes distress. Be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 4, Book 79. In the library of the Barber family home on this crisp October afternoon, Clifford Barber is lying in an odd position on the floor beside the fire, arching his back as Jack's wife, Betty, comes in.
Cliff, what in the world are you doing on the floor?
Oh, hi, Betty. I'm giving my aching back a free home treatment.
What's the matter with your back?
Oh, I walked to the golf course and I trudged 18 holes and then I walked home again.
Goodness, that's enough to wear anybody out.
No, that's not what did it. It's the automobiles whizzing past me. They seem to have a kind of adverse effect on my sacroiliac.
Oh.
Everybody in the world has a car but me, Betty. They zip past me by the millions. They all but run me down and years go by. And there goes old Cliff Barber, still on foot.
Then why don't you do something about it?
I have been. I'm resting my sacroiliac. Here, pull up a chair by the fire and be sociable.
Oh, I can't stay. I want to run upstairs and use Mother Barber's bathroom scales. The children played games with ours, and now they're simply gone to pieces.
Well, you can sit down a minute here.
No, I really shouldn't. Thanks.
Well, stick around and see who this is. Hello?
I'll go on up, Cliff.
You okay, Betty? Hello? Oh, well, hi there, Teddy. How was the honeymoon?
Teddy?
Yeah, they're back in San Rafael.
Give them my love, Cliff.
Yeah, well, Teddy, Betty's here. She sends her love to both of you. Yeah, where'd you go? Pacific Grove? Oh, yeah, it's pretty down there. How's Elwood? He's what? Oh, sunburn. Uh-huh, yeah. How many hours? Well, ye gods, even if it was foggy, you'd have no better than to lie out on the beach for 5 hours. That's no way to spend your honeymoon. Well, why don't you tell him about oceans? Poor guy's used to lakes. Don't they have any sunshine in Wisconsin? Oh, I didn't mean to laugh, Daddy. I know it can be really rough. Yeah, well, turn him over and give him my best. Huh? The folks? No, they drove downtown. Okay, I'll have Dad call when he gets back. Now, hold everything. Wait a minute. I heard somebody come in. Dad?
What is it, Clifford?
Oh, Teddy's on the phone, Mom. She wants to talk to Dad.
Teddy?
Yeah, bridegroom's home with a 5-hour sunburn.
Oh, no. Let me speak to her. Call your father.
Yeah. Hey, Dad.
Teddy, what's this about Elwood? Oh, I know. Well, redhead people out in Skinden, they... Yes. Why, the poor boy.
Elwood got sunburned.
I don't think that's amusing, Clifford. Fanny, when did this happen?
I can't hear a word you're saying, Teddy. Your grandfather's talking.
Let me speak to her.
Here he is, Teddy.
Hello? Yes, Teddy, they just told me. When did this happen? First thing? Now, my dear girl, you've lived in California long enough to know when you aren't used to it, you get a sunburn in the fog. Why did you let him do it? You're his wife. Why didn't you look after him?
Henry, that's no way to speak.
And you can say this. Nobody ever misunderstands, dear.
Now, Clifford.
What's that, Teddy? Oh, you are. Yeah. Well, good thing he married a nurse. Huh? Oh, you did? Well, Teddy, it's just a little wedding gift. Glad you like it.
She softened him up in a hurry.
Clifford.
Surprised, were you? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, did Elwood drive her to Pacific Grove? Oh, you drove.
What's all this?
No, nobody here knew about it. It was a secret, Teddy. Yes, I didn't tell a soul except Fanny and Claudia. How's the motor? How do you like the color? Yeah, we didn't have a chance to give you a proper wedding. Didn't want you and Elwood to go honeymooning on a public bus, Teddy.
Clifford, your father bought them a nice little second-hand car.
You saw here?
Well, you're more than welcome, my dear. Take good care of Elwood now. Yes, I'm sure you know the proper ointments. Yes, I'm glad he's well enough to go back to work. Yeah. Goodbye, my dear. He's all right now. He's peeling.
What kind of a car did you get for him, Dad?
Oh, a little inexpensive second-hand car.
Oh, that's great. Glad Teddy won't have to ride buses.
Well, they're both working people, you know, Clifford. Teddy has long daily trips to Letterman Hospital, and Elwood has his dental practice. They're an industrious couple. Yes, yes. And when I see young people struggling to get started, I'd like to help them if I can.
She was delighted with the car, was she, Henry?
Said a very nice thing to me, Fanny. She'd rather have it than Joan's new yellow convertible.
What? Joan's got a new car, too?
She was over here with it.
Nobody tells me these things.
Well, you were probably out golfing, Clifford, and we didn't see you and forgot to mention it.
Joan, huh? Oh, that's fine. Well, I guess I'll go out and take a little walk.
Clifford, if you showed any enterprise whatever, my boy, if you made the slightest
effort... Henry.
Fanny, he doesn't even talk about getting a job.
Henry.
I don't know why it is. No matter what happens, we finally get around to Cliff's unemployment.
Oh, let's not have any difficulty now, please, Clifford.
Okay, Mom. I'll go out on the terrace and take the sun. It's a little foggy, but I don't burn. I suppose a guy should count his blessings.
Oh, Cliff.
Oh, hi, Betty. I forgot you were here.
Why, Betty.
Yes, yes. Come in, Betty. Come in.
Well, I'll see you later.
All right, Cliff.
We didn't know you were here, my dear.
I hope you don't mind. I was up using your scales.
Betty, right this minute before I forget, I want to return your diet book. I'll get it. It's right over here on the shelf.
Diet book? Well, what sort of nonsense is this, Betty?
Oh, it's a wonderful diet, Father Barber. A friend of mine told me about it, and I got it at the drugstore. It's Dr. Lee Wong's 15-day reducing diet.
Oh, and who is Dr. Lee Wong, if you please?
He's an expert, Father Barber.
Oh.
Here it is. I'm so glad I happened to think of it. Here you are.
Look, Father Barber, the first week is nothing but rice and tea, or coffee, of course.
Yeah.
And the second week is rice and grapefruit juice, liquids, anything that pours, except cream, of course. But there's carrot juice and sauerkraut juice and all those things.
But you aren't on this diet, Bessie.
Well, not yet, Father Barber, but I'm going to be. I know I weigh too much.
Betty.
Oh.
Well, I've been going without lunches, and I've only lost an eighth of a pound. That's why I like to use your scales, because it has those little marks on it.
Why, Betty, what are you worrying about?
You have a lovely figure right now, the way it is, Betty.
Oh, no, I haven't either. I'm getting middle-aged, and husbands don't like that.
Don't like what? Why, what man worth his salt wants a skinny wisp of a woman around him? Oh, this is foolishness.
You don't weigh 2 pounds more than you did before you were married, and you have 6 children.
I weigh 5 pounds more, Mother Barber, and it's much too much.
Betty, what? Oh, the things you women worry about.
We have a right to worry, Father Barber. You don't remember, but when you're Jack's age, 5 pounds makes a lot of difference. 5 pounds and a woman busy with children. 5 pounds is a kind of a symbol.
Oh, no, let's sit right down here and thresh this thing out.
No, I can't talk now. I've got to get on home. Thanks for remembering the book, Mother Barber. Bye.
Bye, Betty.
Goodbye, Father Barber.
Yes, yes.
Henry, something is wrong over there.
No, Fanny. Why, they're living their lives, that's all. People shouldn't expect life to go smoothly like the last 100 feet of a motion picture. Marriage isn't easy. People have to take lessons from their difficulties. Well, they're just living. Don't you worry about it. I'll take care of everything.
Another one of your secrets? I can always tell. You're carrying around another of your secrets, Henry. Aren't you?
No.
Is Jack in debt?
No, Fanny. Of course not. He'd tell me if you were.
Well, what is it, then?
Why, look here. Oh, the fog is rolling in. Yes, it's going to be a heavy one, too. I didn't hear the foghorns. Can you hear them, Fanny?
I haven't been listening for the foghorns, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
I'll guess what's there, so you might as well tell me.
Yes.
Jack hasn't been dropping in very often. Have you been as sharp with him as you were with Clifford just now?
No, Fanny. No. Let's not discuss it.
Is it about his promotion?
Yeah.
I know he's been counting on a partnership. Did anything happen to that?
Hey, George, this is going to be quite a fog. Look at that. Soupy. I hope Paul isn't flying anywhere this afternoon. You know, Fanny, you think once you've grown up, or they're married, or settled down, you think your concern as a parent would be over. But no, it never ends. George... You go on worrying about them all your life.
Well, some of your children you worry about too much, and some not enough, Henry.
Yeah? What do you mean by that?
You were sharp with Clifford, and he's hurt.
Fanny, if that boy would do something to deserve my generosity, don't you think I'd buy him anything within reason? Don't you realize that more than all the others put together, I worry about Clifford?
I only know you've hurt him, Henry, and you often do. Where is he? Still on the terrace? In this weather?
Yes, Fanny, very well. I'll take care of that, too, along with the rest of it. Yes, I'll stroll out there and make it up to him somehow, but I'll not buy him so much as a pair of shoes until he buckles down and really goes to work. Yes, I knew he'd be hurt about the car, but Elwood and Teddy deserved it. Yeah? Well, don't look at me in that way, Fanny. I'll go out and speak to him now.
Barbers will be back in just a moment. Well, I have a homemaker here beside me now, and we've been comparing notes on foods.
Not all foods, Mr. Barton. Just onions and fish in particular.
Yes, but I suppose there must be other foods that women don't like to prepare because of the odor that's left on the hands.
Oh, I think there probably are others, but those two were my pet peeves until I discovered Bactine. I don't mind them at all now. When I get through peeling onions or fixing any other food that has an odor, I just rinse my hands in Bactine.
And the offensive odor disappears?
Almost immediately. It's wonderful. I'll tell you something else, Mr. Barton. Because Bactine is also an effective cleanser and disinfectant, I always rinse my hands thoroughly in Bactine before I prepare any meal. I think all homemakers should know about Bactine and use it.
Yes, ladies. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist and see for yourself how remarkable it is. To help you try it, we make this unusual double your money back guarantee. If Bactine doesn't prove to be the finest household antiseptic and germicide you've ever used, you can return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories with a statement on why you didn't like it and get back double your full purchase price. Get it today. Be sure you ask for Bactine, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Clifford, my boy, don't you see that fog rolling in? Come inside where it's warm.
Okay, Dad, thanks for calling me. Apparently, I have to be told when to come in out of the fog.
I didn't mean that, Clifford. You misinterpret things.
I don't see how I could. You make things very clear most of the time.
Mothers, don't forget, you owe it to yourself to try Bactine, spelled Bactine, the ideal family antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. When the children complain of cuts, scratches, scraped knees, or elbows, help prevent infection with Bactine. Bactine is a powerful antiseptic, yet gentle. Bactine does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, does not stain skin or clothing, has a clean, fresh odor. There's nothing exactly like Bactine. Discover its many family and household uses right away. Ask your druggist for Bactine, Bactine, today. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Teddy comes to see Paul, Chapter 5, Book 79. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.